Paul Olin is the aquaculture specialist at the Bodega Bay Marine Laboratory, where he spent the past 26 years studying and working with the commercial production of finned fish, crustaceans, and shellfish. Right now, he's optimistic about the potential for developing a new industry around one of the latter, mussels.
I think that potential is tremendous. The growth of mussels is largely dependent on water temperature, and particularly south of Point Conception, the water temperatures are very conducive to rapid growth of mussels.
Also, the geography of our region is a good fit.
There are mussel farms in California today that are in coastal embayments and estuaries. Estuaries are very productive ecosystems, so there's a lot of food, and you typically get very good growth rates in those systems. But mussels also can be grown in an offshore environment.
At the same time, Olin explains, the commercial market for these hardy shellfish is growing.
Mussels are probably most consumed in the Mediterranean region, although it's becoming an increasingly popular food item in North America and other places in the world. It's a very versatile product. Most commonly, you see them steamed in a broth using some wine or a cream or tomato base. It's a very nutritional product. All shellfish are. Most of the omega-3 fatty acids that are so important for our health originate in the phytoplankton food chain.
Which, of course, is what the mussels feed on. And that makes growing them pretty straightforward.
Mussels attach to a substrate using byssal fibers. Typically in mussel aquaculture, these lines are deployed in the ocean where mussels are spawning naturally. The mussels will settle on the long lines, and then those long lines are simply deployed from floats, and they drop vertically into the water. The mussels grow throughout their life cycle, and then those long lines encrusted with a thick growth of mussels are harvested. The mussels are stripped from the long line, cleaned up, and prepared for market.
Those long lines can drop down 30 to 50 feet, where they're undisturbed by storms at the surface, Olin adds, but they don't have to be that deep.
There are different culture systems. The most prominent one is a suspended vertical long line, which does require some depth, but long lines can also be shorter. There's a mussel farm in Tomales Bay, for example, that's operating in about 10 to 12 feet of water. It's Cove Mussel Farm. The owner is Scott Zoll, and it's on the western shore of Tomales Bay, and he has short long lines and rafts that he uses to produce mussels.
This local pioneer has already been at it for well over a decade. He may get some company before long, Olin speculates, after the state completes an environmental study to pave the way.
The state of California is now developing a programmatic environmental impact report for marine aquaculture, and once that report is out, I'm hopeful that that will provide a supportive regulatory process that will enable farmers to enter into this industry. It should be out, I would suspect, within the next 6 months.
It takes a mussel from 90 to 30 months to grow to harvest size, typically about 2 inches long, though some can be twice that big. Right now, most mussels in North America are grown in the cold waters of the North Atlantic, from Maine to Prince Edward Island. But when California gets its regulatory framework in place, Olin says, all this promising industry needs is someone with both vision and financing.
I think it's going to take an entrepreneur who sees an opportunity and is willing to invest in it, coupled with the development of a supportive leasing policy by the states.
But how long it might take for those things to come together is something that Olin is not yet ready to predict. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.